sudden, unexplained brain injuries with symptoms of vertigo, confusion, and memory loss. The CIA, FBI, and State Department are investigating a theory that some of these officials were injured by an unseen weapon. Who might be targeting Americans and why?
When electromagnetic warfare strikes government officials, they call it a syndrome. But when it strikes the average citizen, it's a conspiracy theory. What's interesting to notice is that with all of these videos from the mainstream media talking about the Havana Syndrome, there are endless comments from people saying that it's happening to them. This is a worldwide conspiracy affecting millions of people. Unfortunately, their voices will never be heard. These people are screaming in the night, and no one can hear them. No one will believe them. We're expected to believe them when it's happening to the government officials, but when it's happening to regular people, we're told to not believe that. What's interesting here is that most recently, the United Nations has recognized this type of attack as cyber torture, a new term coined by the New World Order. Cyber torture. Crimes against humanity where millions of targeted victims worldwide are remotely assaulted with electromagnetic weapons. And when you listen to what the victims have to say, it's absolutely devastating. It destroys their lives. Many of them become homeless, paranoid, and of course it has a very negative effect on their well-being. Countless people have been not only tortured, but killed by these weapons. The end result looks like a heart attack, looks like a stroke, looks like natural causes. And so there's never a news article. Deep State, Secret Service, New World Order takes out another activist, takes out another citizen in the name of tyranny, in the name of evil, in the name of domination. People are experiencing electromagnetic attacks, assaults in their homes while they sleep, coming in from every direction. Front, back, left, right, up, down. Tracking people wherever they go. Endless targeting that lasts for years, that never goes away, that follows people to other countries, cross country, even government officials. We're talking about millions of victims right now getting targeted by these attacks. And so, for the most part, it has to be automated. There can't be these many goon squads out there. Imagine all the people that it would take to attack just one person. We're talking about a dozen people. Multiply that by millions of victims. You're talking about millions and millions of covert operatives sneaking around irradiating people. What we've come to realize is that while special ops crews might be conducting some of these activities, reconnaissance, setting up a location, there's a high probability that this torture is automated in nature, like cell phone communications. You can make a call wherever you want to because the cell towers are tracking you. The cell phones are tracking you as well. They know your location, and wherever you are, they can communicate, hand off from tower to tower, hand off from location to location, essentially following you wherever you go without you really thinking about it, without really knowing it. And so this seamless coverage that we associate with wireless communications can also be applied to this type of torture, because essentially we're talking about the same type of technology, the same type of tracking, the same type of seamless integration into people's lives wherever they go. And so we've come to understand that it's not just people being tortured by other people, but essentially people are being tortured by machines, networks, computers, cell phones, routers, cell towers, even other forms of transmitters such as radar. And so how does a network like this work? Perhaps something like peer-to-peer sharing, except that the information that's being shared from one transmitter to another is targeting information like a computer virus that commandeers networked devices. You've heard of smart cities, you've heard of the Internet of Things. This is the Internet of Things tracking you and irradiating you because you're on the list. And essentially that's all that it would take to have your profile added to a list, and the system knows who you are. It knows your voice, it knows your morphology, what you look like, how you walk. In fact, these technologies are so advanced, they can recognize you by your heartbeat. No cell phone required. No other identification required, such as facial recognition or sniffing your credit cards. Notice how all of the credit cards have microchips now. They can even sniff your tags on your clothes. But this system has a million ways of tracking you wherever you go. And of course, people assume, for the most part, that it's the neighbors. It's the people next door. It's the building next door. And it is, but it's their router. It's the Skynet. It's the NSA. It's the deep state that is targeting people. Once you become an enemy of the state, the process is automated. Automated for elimination. And the end result looks like a stroke. It looks like a heart attack. But millions of people have experienced the symptoms of cyber torture. Heart palpitations, headaches, sharp pains, body aches, And so, the list of natural causes goes on and on. But when you hear the victim impact statements, it gives you an idea of just how widespread this phenomenon is. It's coming in from all over America, Florida, the honey trap, California, West Coast, the big cities. But we're getting testimony from all over the world. Just about every country has reported symptoms like the Havana syndrome. People all over the world have been reporting the effects of electromagnetic warfare. They molest you, they rape you, especially while you sleep. They try to tire you out. If you've ever woken up extremely fatigued or dehydrated, it's because they've been cooking you all night, slow cooking you, if you're not a huge priority. And there's no telling how many people have been victimized and they don't even know it. But this is so widespread. And this is all the more reason to suspect that they can emulate plandemics through energy weapon attacks. They can just light up a zip code, light up an area code, light up a city, and simulate a pandemic due to radiation poisoning. Lots of reports from the UK. Essentially, when we track the timeline, this has been spanning for 20 years, starting in the West Coast, progressively getting worse and more intricate. Now they can invade your dreams. Now they can invade your thoughts. Seems like people are having conversations in their thought life with chatbots run by the NSA. That's how bad the situation actually is. In fact, it's much worse than that. But countless people have been victimized by this technology. But the news doesn't report it, unless it's happening to somebody important, somebody in government. Then they're a little concerned. But everybody should be concerned about what's happening, because anybody could be next. And chances are, it's already happening to you. But we've got reports coming in from everywhere. And it seems like it became more widespread starting in 2016. Perhaps with the rollout of 4G, it became way easier to hit people like this. Perhaps this is when they finished their targeting program or rolled it out to all of the networks, including the routers and the modems and the phones and the like. But essentially, right now, just about any electronic device can become a weapon in disguise, a phased array antenna shooting out a beam like the Starship Enterprise, a scalar weapon attack. Countless victims, Canada, the US, just about every state now, every country in Europe, China. but we definitely see a place of origin. The UK, the West Coast, Silicon Valley, Seattle, home turf of Bill Gates. That's where we're seeing the points of origin spreading out worldwide. Countless victims. And we've been talking about this for quite some time because, as you can imagine, we've tasted what this technology can do. And so we recommend that people prepare a safe room, making a type of Faraday cage using tight wire mesh or sheet metal. People have suggested other things as well. The more you research Faraday shielding, the more ideas you can come up with. But when it comes to what can you get, what can you deploy, what can you afford, everybody would love to have an EMF bunker right now. But most people can only afford a room. But these attacks are coming from all directions, including underground. And the assumption is that it's coming from the basement. The video guy is fired. The assumption is that it's coming from the basement or the building next door. And to a certain extent, it could be happening that way, especially if you live in an apartment. But we're also learning that they're using the sewer systems. They're using sewer pipes as an EMF bullhorn. I mean, they've got people flooded with EMF. But there's also other things that people should consider, that this isn't just Skynet in the background. We're going to be exploring more enhanced ideas when it comes to what's going on in future broadcasts, and we'll touch on it in this broadcast. But we're getting reports of ghosts in the machines. Now, when you say something like that, you might as well start talking about flat earth. You might as well start talking about many other things. As soon as you start talking about ghosts in the machines, it's literally the pages of the Bible playing out before your very eyes. Demons, spiritual wickedness flowing through the wires, invading the machines. Perhaps the problem isn't just software, perhaps it's not just computers being hacked or cell towers being hacked, but perhaps we're talking about something much more radical. And we're introducing this idea because we feel like there's a symbiosis between what's happening in the world right now and the dark side, if you will. World events seem to be controlled by evil. Quite literally, the devil and its armies of demons and the like. We're told in Ephesians that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, principalities, In the Gospels, we're told that we're fighting a legion of doom. And when people think of the evil that we're up against, they think of it probably in terms of a battlefield full of demonic forces, shadow people. But essentially, the reports are that the situation is much more nebulous than that. And nebulous is really the term, amorphous. We're not just talking about bipedal shadow people or necessarily something out of a movie, a devil with two horns and the like. But we're talking about spiritual dark energy that can float and integrate into just about anything, flow through the wires. And it would seem like there's a reference to this in common vernacular, which is typified as a demonic attack. Chances are we're actually looking at a wide variety of sources of whatever's attacking people worldwide. Again, we're talking about millions of people. The way we really envision it is Skynet plus hordes of people that have been body snatched by the demonic, plus these principalities of spiritual wickedness that nobody really seems to know the borders of or the contents of what we're dealing with. But essentially, these nebulous demons attack in a sensation that is very much like the symptoms that people are reporting. Countless paranormal testimonies of strange vibrations before paranormal encounters. In fact, we see a lot of similarities between demonic attacks and the electromagnetic attacks. And as far as we can tell, both are essentially happening. People are being attacked both by this beast system, which is under the control of this demonic force that is also attacking and observing. Essentially, we're dealing with technology and consciousness that is beyond most people's understanding. For the most part, people are like in the Stone Age compared to the technology and the consciousness that we're up against. But one thing definitely typifies the strategy of the enemy. It's low down, it's stab you in the back, cook you while you sleep, kick you while you're down, torture you. As they try to break you. And take you out. And so, not only do we recommend physical shielding for the EMF, which will definitely have an impact, including shielding under your bed, including shielding on the floor. Get all the obvious angles covered. There's a wall facing a cell tower. You definitely want to shield in that direction. If you have any buildings overlooking your workspace, that tends to be a problem as well. Windows. But beyond that, we're talking about spiritual wickedness that is coming after people because it's really about your soul. They want your soul. They want your blood. They want your children. They want everything. You'll own nothing. They'll rape you. That's the type of evil that we're up against. And so it's important to have spiritual shielding in this time of tribulation. And of course, the book of Ephesians talks about covering yourself with truth and righteousness, salvation or hope, faith, knowing the Gospels, speaking the word as it's written in the Bible. That's your sword. That's your weapon. But having virtue and being as clean as possible, unstained, if possible, by sin, is where you need to be, because it seems like these demons react to negative energy. They're like parasites feeding off of it. So you look at society today, it's all about anger and sadness, negative emotions. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet for the demons that are out there. And people are feeding these demons with not only negative emotions, but also sinful action. And so, keeping yourself clean as possible, is probably the best recommendation in terms of spiritual shielding. And there's a lot that really needs to be covered in future broadcasts. What are things that you can do to live a spiritually clean life? And even as Christians today, that's more difficult than you might think, because sin has been so normalized that we don't really look at it as a big deal. I mean, we could talk about fornication. That's so commonplace these days. We don't even really think about it. But that was essentially the original sin of the fallen in Genesis chapter 6. They defiled themselves with women, left their first estate to fornicate with women. It's a bigger deal than most people think of. And so, you could be talking about all the things that we do in our normal lives, like taking selfies. Who hasn't taken a selfie out there? I mean, you basically have to if you want to get on a dating app and fornicate. But image making is seen as a grave sin, making an image of a person or an animal is seen as a grave sin. We've normalized picture taking. What's the big deal? You're just taking a picture. But we're making images. And people worship those images. Oh, you look wonderful. You look beautiful. People spend their whole day bowing down to their phone, worshiping their phone. Worshiping their significant other. And so we've normalized idol worship to such an extent that we don't even think about it. Evil has been so normalized in our society that even Sodom and Gomorrah is starting to look normal to young people, to many people out there. Even the things we eat. As Christians, we tend to think that we can eat anything. But if you pay attention to the scriptures, it says that not one jot or one tittle of the law will be changed, and that it's not eating with unwashed hands that doesn't defile a man. We're not going to get into that. But a lot of people think they can eat whatever they want to eat. And so they eat the pork. They eat the pig. It's a dirty animal. Everybody knows that. But we've normalized the doctrines of men, and we follow them in a way that makes us feel like we're guilt-free. But in fact, we're living in sin. And of course, you know, you look at the corruption that's out there today. It's a very evil world. It's a lot of food for all the demons that are out there, and there are tons of it out there. It's like a meltdown. People are like, is it CERN? Is it, you know, is it something else? But the environment right now is absolutely saturated by demonic forces. And so many people have been body snatched as a result of that, that it feels like wherever you go, it's the Matrix. There's gang stalking wherever you go. And so the situation is pretty bad. But the only way that it's going to get better is if people really recognize the problems that we're facing and act accordingly. But when it comes to electromagnetic warfare, it's part Skynet, and it's part Legion of Doom working in the background. That's how they can get away with things like 9/11 and all of these other Gladio B events, false flags and the like. And people are like, how do they get so many insiders and nobody comes out and says, yeah, you know, we were there. We were setting the explosives. We did the CGI that was played on TV. Why don't we ever get any of these insiders to talk? It's because they've been totally body snatched for the most part. To a certain extent, it might as well be an alien invasion that has co-opted technology, society, government, corporations, and they're now using the infrastructure against us, weaponizing everything that they can from the water supply to the food supply, the medicines, the vaccines. And so we have our work cut out for us. But essentially, to fight this war, to understand what's going on, you have to realize what we're up against. And so it's definitely appropriate to shield against electromagnetic weapons, but it also turns out that these demons, for the most part, that are floating around out there that people can't see, like a stealth fighter. Every army uses camouflage. But these demons that are floating around in the environment are also attacking in the electromagnetic spectrum. Beyond that, it's hard to say how deep the rabbit hole goes. What's really going on under the surface of the earth? What's really on the moon? Why don't they go there? There's a lot of questions that you can ask. Who are these people on TV? They don't pass the Turing test. It looks like they live. It looks like they're trying to kill you. And they are. And so who are these people? What's going on? How many humans, real humans, are left? 10%, 20%. But these are the people that are waking up and realizing that they're being attacked by a system and they don't know why. And the reason that you're being attacked is because you're still human. And there's a high probability that anyone that's feeling these attacks right now are being victimized by this demonic world order and all the technology that they have. And so this is a war that isn't being reported. Being conducted by weapons that people can't see, and so people are going to have to act accordingly. And doing nothing makes you a victim. It should be understood that this is happening. People should understand that this is happening and that they need to protect themselves. And protection works if you get the right type of shielding. But living in an apartment building is pretty much suicide because proximity is everything. If they can, you know, set up a bullhorn microwave on the other side of your wall, then essentially, you're going to need a lot of shielding. But it's not just the neighbors. It's wherever you go. There's no outrunning it. You really have to set up a bunker and then sanitize the environment the best way you can, knowing that you're not going to get any second chances. When it comes to fighting back, you mess up, it's over. And so the situation is surreal, to say the least. But the more people talk about it, the less alone they feel, the more they'll understand the nature of what's happening. And it's just happening everywhere. As far as we can tell, it's been happening for at least 20 years, on an industrial scale, and they're ramping up, and essentially they've rolled it out in a standardized way that's much like wireless communications. And these people, you know, reading these victim statements, you can check this out at cyber-torture.com. When you look at these victim statements, I mean, these people's lives have been ruined. Many have been killed. And, you know, in some cases, I mean, it's just ultra painful. One thing that we would say is that test out different types of materials. They adapt rather quickly. The system adapts rather quickly. They essentially get real-time feedback on what you're doing. They can see what you're doing. Essentially, they pretty much know what you're thinking. And so they'll adapt and try to work around your solutions. And so be ready for that. Be ready to experiment with more than one type of material. We strongly recommend not turning your safe room into a microwave oven by enclosing all sides of the cube and then having some type of wireless device inside that ricochets off all of the walls, turns it into a microwave oven. We also know that they have ways to essentially energize the inside of your Faraday cage like a capacitor. And so it can actually make it worse. So you want to have, you know, some gaps to allow the radiation to dissipate. So we call that the Swiss cheese effect, the Swiss cheese strategy of shielding. But some places really have to be super safe, like where you sleep. And so you're going to want to test out different strategies. And, you know, Faraday shielding and on a tile, like a cardboard cutout that you can move around and test different angles, is something that, you know, we can communicate, test to see where everything is coming from, because essentially you're going to feel the beam. You're going to feel where it's coming from. You're going to feel the direction that it's coming from. But just about everybody's getting hit from underground. And just about every side. Sometimes a plane will fly by and hit you as well. So there's a lot to be said about shielding strategies. We recommend personal shielding as well. That's, you know, that will get you by. And so we strongly recommend that people manifest the shielding in Ephesians chapter 6 in the real world, because it seems like Paul was going through something like this as well. The fiery darts of the enemy. I mean, you know, you want to protect your head, your chest, your midsection. But it seems like he knew exactly what we're up against. And so, personal shielding is a must, and it'll get you by until you can extend your shielding, your safe zone. But they love to cook people while they sleep. That's their number one strategy. Weaken you out, drain you of your energy, until you collapse, go to the hospital, then they intubate you and it's all over. And that's probably the worst way to go. There's no telling what they're really doing to people in the hospitals these days. We'll leave it there for this podcast. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Feel free to mirror this is Stranger Than Fiction News. Till the next time, if you're listening to this, you are the Resistance.